Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. Coming up, we are headed down south to highlight musicians from Louisiana's Cajun country. Today's Acadiana Music Showcase features the music of Marcella Simeon.
May I hear this family bloodline.
Marcella is the daughter of Grammy Award winner Terrence Simeon, and she weaves her accordion playing and Louisiana Creole language into her music. Her latest album is to bend to the will of a dream that's being fulfilled.
Oh, and I know it's risky to bend to the will of a dream that's being fulfilled.
Coming up today, we'll hear a mini concert with Marcella, and we will get into new music from Kathleen Edwards.
Say goodbye, tell no one.
Join us, won't you? That's today on World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. The body believed to be that of a man missing from Wadena was found south of Sabika on Wednesday. The Wadena County Sheriff's Office had asked for the public's help finding 30-year-old Samuel Wallen, who was last seen Saturday. The Sheriff's Office received a report of a vehicle matching Wallen's on Wednesday. A search of the area located a body about 240 feet above the ground on a tower in Rockwood Township. An urban search and rescue team was requested to recover the body, which was then transported to the Midwest Medical Examiner's Office. The Sheriff's Office believes this is an isolated incident and no foul play is suspected. Local states of emergency continue in Beltrami County as the Bemidji area continues to clean up from a storm that struck nearly a month ago. Larissa Donovan has more.
Beltrami County says the June 21st microburst storm caused an estimated $9.7 million in damages to non-insured public infrastructure. The county's emergency management director, Chris Muller, says the number far exceeds the threshold for state and national disaster assistance.
We're 88 times what we would need to get to for state assistance and 44 times what we would need for federal assistance. Originally, it was not looking like we were going to go after a FEMA declaration. We are one of seven counties that are going to be going through the PDA process. We are by far the largest and the one that has the most damage.
Governor Tim Walz declared a peacetime state of emergency for the area on June 27th after touring the storm path that caused a 20-mile path of destruction through the county seat of Bemidji. Beltrami County extended its state of emergency for another 30 days at its Tuesday meeting. The city of Bemidji will meet again in regular session on July 21st, with its emergency declaration valid through July 22nd. Muller encourages local jurisdictions to contact him directly to ensure damages are captured for disaster reimbursement assistance. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
A new report from an administrative law judge recommends that the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission not allow two private equity funds to buy Minnesota Power's parent company, Elite. The utility announced plans to sell to the Canada Pension Plan Investment Board and Global Infrastructure Partners last year. GIP is owned by BlackRock, the world's largest asset management firm. The sale must be approved by the PUC according to state law. It asked a judge to write a report and recommendations last October after extensive comment from interested parties. Central to the case is the question of whether the sale is consistent with the public interest, or in other words, do the pros outweigh the cons? Administrative Law Judge Megan J. McKenzie says no, writing that the arrangement would actually result in net harm to the public interest, including risks to the clean energy transition, Elite's long-term financial health, and ratepayers. Elite says the sale is needed to pay for the clean energy investment required by Minnesota's Carbon Free by 2040 law. But opposition to the sale emerged, bringing together a unique coalition from the Attorney General's Office, environmental groups, and paper and mining companies like Blandin and U.S. Steel. Until recently, that group also included the Department of Commerce. But on Friday, it filed a settlement agreement with additional commitments and withdrew its opposition. Elite says it strongly disagrees with the judge's conclusions. In a news release, the company says the report mischaracterizes the parties, their agreements and plans, and the benefits and risks. The PUC does not need to follow the judge's recommendation. The PUC told KAXE on Monday that it anticipates taking up the case in October. Motorists on Highway 89 near Grigla will encounter roadwork as crews resurface the road. The Minnesota Department of Transportation says work begins in early July and is expected to end in late August. Crews are resurfacing and replacing culverts from Highway 219 to the Roseau County line. Drivers may encounter temporary lane closures and slow-moving equipment and should expect brief delays. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. Louisiana's Cajun country is one of the most unique areas of the U.S. It's officially called Acadiana, after the French-speaking Acadians, or Cajuns, who settled there after being exiled from Canada by the British in the 18th century. Our monthly series, Acadiana Music Showcase, is produced by our friends at Lafayette, Louisiana affiliate station KRVS, and explores this vibrant cultural melting pot through music. Today, we're putting the spotlight on Marcella Simeon. If that Simeon name rings a bell, it's because she practically grew up on stage with her dad, two-time Grammy Award winner and Zydeco master Terrence Simeon. A ninth-generation Louisiana Creole, her music takes the swamp roots of her upbringing and mixes it with some sweet Memphis soul. Now a Memphian herself, she shared the stage with Taj Mahal and Trombone Shorty. Today, we'll hear songs from her latest album, To Bend to the Will of a Dream That's Being Fulfilled. Our session gets underway with the performance of Bloodline. It's Marcella Simeon on World Cafe.
Gratitude. Gratitude flows through my blood like an electric current of love.
So, all measures of time historically were derived from cosmic rhythms.
This song is called Lilia, and it's about my great-grandmother. Recently, I've been riding with my great-grandmother. Her name was Lilia Manuel Simeon. She was a strong and beautiful Louisiana Creole woman. She gave birth to 15 children. She made her own soap, her own clothes, and our family lived entirely off the land in Mallette, Louisiana. She crossed over to the other side when my father was still a baby, so I never got a chance to meet her in person, but I've been meditating on her many, many gifts and the wealth of knowledge that she shared with her family on how to survive and how her many gifts created space for all of us to live freely and to share our gifts with the world. Satiated, emancipated. Can I tell you about the wealth that resides in my mind? I invited all my insecurities over for tea. And they told me about this other reality that had nothing to do with me. Hydrated, satiated, emancipated,
This is my direct line to the divine. You know, she told me, she said, I know it's risky, babe, but you got to let go. Let go. And I know it's risky to bend to the will of a dream that's being fulfilled. Ooh, hydrated, satiated, emancipated. Lil-ya, 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 lil-ya. Travaille pour sauver la vie. We work hard to save our lives. Et on prie pour sauver longtemps. And we pray to save our souls. On esclave endurance la vie. We are slaves, but someday we'll be free. C'est ça, mama, promis-moi. That's what mama promised me.
Recorded live, that is Marcella Simeon with a performance of Layla. Song can be found on her latest album, To Bend to the Will of a Dream That's Being Fulfilled. Huge thanks to Marcella Simeon, and the session was produced by our partners at KRVS at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I am Kaleo. The Acadiana Music Showcase, available on demand at worldcafe.org. And as always, hat tip to our line producer, Will Loftus, for his work on the session. Back into music with Kathleen Edwards. New album is called Billionaire. It is due out August 22nd. And this track is about goodbyes, leaving, and how you do it. It's called Say Goodbye, Tell No One.
People change, people grow. This is Gigi from Horse Girl, and you're listening to World Cafe.
voice in a long time. Had to check back there to make sure you were alive. Angel home of an electric car reverses toward me. Sometimes in my head I give up and flip the board completely. But everybody gets a
from Wednesday. It's called Elderberry Wine, and it is from the forthcoming album Bleeds, which is due out September 19th. We've got new music from Lord next on World Cafe. Welcome back to World Cafe. From Lord's new studio album, Virgin, here's What Was That?
A place in the city, a chair in the bed. I cover up all the mirrors, I can't see myself yet. I wear smoke like a wedding veil, making meal I won't eat. Step out into the street, alone in a sea. It comes over me, or oh, I'm missing you. Yeah, I'm missing you. And all the things we used to do. MDMA in the back garden, blow our pupils up. We kissed for hours straight, well baby, what was that? I remember saying then, this is the best cigarette of my life. Well, I want you just like that. Into your hairs, we're in a sandstorm and it knocks me out. I didn't know then that you'd never be enough. Oh, since I was 17, I gave you everything. Now we wake from a dream. Well, baby, what was that? The pain in faces that talk, current affairs. You had to know this was happening. You weren't feeling my heat. When in blue light down, baby, so bright I face reality. I tried to let whatever has to pass through. Pupils up, we kissed for hours straight. Well, baby, what was that?
This is Jasmine Forti, and you're listening to World Cafe.
I know it's wrong to be so praying on the phone. Bring it on. Yeah.
Kacey Musgraves from her epic record, Golden Hour. It's High Horse. Also, Ray LaMontagne with Three More Days and new music from Jasmine Forte, You Are the Morning. If you missed that session with Raina Duris, one of the best at worldcafe.org. Thanks to our affiliates, they make this show possible, and we produce this program from WXPN on the campus of the University of Pennsylvania here in Philadelphia. I'm Stephen Kaleo, contributing host. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And by the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. It is my favorite ASPCA spokesperson, Sarah McLachlan, is back.
Maybe if I catch my breath.